We're all here. What we want to do is, the first thing, it would be very easy for us all to grab our kites, run out the door and start flying kites. Great. But I just want to have a little return back to where you were 3 weeks ago, a month ago, whatever, which is that you were making a kite for somebody, or in a state of reflection, or, you know, there was somebody that you wanted to remember. And that's the bit that I just want to get back to today.
Wedge it down. It's a bit tricky. There we go. Lovely. Dun, da, da, da. Woo! There's our kite. Fantastic. Well done. Right, now the next step is cutting it out. I have to say that I am quite aggressive. I've ended up using quite a lot of it, which is quite funny. but I would have gone for another colour, but that's fine. I just thought I would make it quite bold in the sky so you can see it, rather than just all white. And I quite like the idea of sort of just experimenting a bit, cutting it in half and seeing what happens to me. So it's, it's kind of half and half. So, I don't know, maybe subconsciously it's how, if I'm going to relate it back to death, how my feelings.
Feeling alright, and then some days like, just been quite constant.
But this is a memorial to a friend of mine who died a long time ago. He was only 30. And I originally made a sculpture for his headstone, which was a stainless steel arrow with rods. And then I thought, oh, this will be interesting. I can do arrows on my kite. So it's a tribute to a friend of mine.
So could we just put things on it that probably won't mean much to anybody else, but...
Absolutely.
Should we do that then, Paul?
Yeah, let's do it.
So draw the shapes that we want and then cut them out.
My husband died a couple of years ago, Paul's dad, and he was fascinated by large concrete structures, particularly red and white ones. Now, why, we don't really know. We used to take the pee out of him the whole time. But if we were ever driving anywhere, across Europe or in Britain, and there happened to be a red and white stripy anything, it would all be like, hey guys, look at that, isn't it beautiful, isn't it fantastic? There was one memorable day when we walked up to the day mark at Ribbon Head on the south coast of Cornwall, so we're going to try and recreate that.
Oh, good. I've got my arrows.
I wanted to come and have a moment of thinking about my dad, who died about 17, coming up to 17 and a half years ago. He died on the first day of the year in 2007, which was the day after my 30th birthday. I just had a sensation that it would be a really lovely thing to come and to be with him. Until I arrived here, it was really interesting actually, because I was actually walking my dogs this morning between Mylar Harbour and Flushing, and I was talking to a friend about coming, and she was going, oh, I wouldn't want to talk about death today because it's so sunny, which was kind of very specific. But I also had the sensation that I didn't need to plan anything, because I had this slight panic yesterday that I wouldn't know what to do for him, that I wouldn't be able to remember enough. And then when Giles was talking and leading us through, I just had this memory, and I'd had this idea that I wanted to do something of his smile, like I miss his smile, but then I realised I sort of wanted that sensation of both the waves and the sky, and that just sort of ephemeral, I don't know, that sort of sense of it disappearing out. So that's where it came from, and then it sort of became a bit more abstract, but that's sort of it. I think sometimes when I'm swimming I feel like he's still there.
There's definitely no progress. We literally stuck this together and went out of roast because we were worried about the food. Right, while they're eating, we're progressing.
Yes. What we do is like the red.
I don't He'd always go out and he had a little knitted hat, like cream crochet hat.
Yeah, like Christopher Robin.
Yeah, like Christopher Robin. And then he'd get on the dance floor in his romper, and honestly, I can see him now.
Yeah.
He had the rarest
and the
dance
biggest
moves.
Grin. Biggest grin in his
biggest grin and his massive hands and toes in the mud dancing. So there's a couple of design elements we could go for in our kite.
We're doing well. We're doing well, thanks. We're having fun. We've had some revelations. The yin and yang, the difference about the two people that died and the way they approached death, and that all is what it is, and each the difference, the yin and yang, the difference really. No, the kite making. Oh no, that's easy. I've got my friend doing it. It's fine.
I came all the way down from Aberdeenshire, and she's making me work.
Nothing new there.
The reason I came to the kite making workshop is that one of the last memories I have of my dad while he was still well enough to go outside was of him flying kites with my son. I've gone for a green kite because my dad loved cutting grass and he had a great lawn. And then the kind of white horse is kind of like soul, the spirit running free. So I'm going to send my dad up into the sky.
And one of the things that is joyful is Bill's relationship with cats. And he did find this wonderful article about a man who loved his cat so much that the cat was called Orville, and he loved the cat so much that after Orville died, he wanted to do something for Orville that would be the... He said, where would a cat want to be? Where would a cat want to be? And he thought, well, the cat would want to be up chasing the birds. So he stuffed Orville and turned Orville into a helicopter. And there's a wonderful film of Orville, the helicopter cat, living his best life. Actually, no, living his best death. In the sky with the birds. So I'm doing a black version of a black, because our cat's the cat that was closest to Bill's heart was a black cat. So I'm doing a helicopter cat and a sky cat for Bill. That's
my husband died in 2017, and so I'm here to make a kite for him. What I'm going to do is when he died and we buried him on our land, I was the undertaker basically. He didn't go to a mortuary, and after the funeral, I mean, I did have a grave digger come and dig the grave, you know, but after we'd had the funeral and I went back to the gravesite, someone had left on the edge of the grave, before it was filled in, a ceramic man, stick man, like this shape. So I'm going to make, and then I took that ceramic stick man and I put it on my altar that I went to every day after he died, and you know, sat there and cried. and I called it the Sky Man because, you know, I felt that my husband was now a Sky Man. So I'm going to put the image of the Sky Man onto the tent and then fly it in the sky.
So my father passed away about 3 years ago, I saw the call out, and I just thought it was a wonderful way to think about him and to share that, especially with my daughter, who didn't get to know him very well. I thought it'd be nice for her to have a think and think about the things that he maybe has passed on to me and then passed on to her.
Well, Rob recently lost his Aunt Debbie, who was an iconic character in Newling, wasn't she?
Yeah,
she had the star in Newling pub, and she died all of a sudden, didn't she? Yeah. And this is for her, so that little black bit on the bottom was supposed to be the sea. We've got the fish, because she had a lot of stuff to do with fishermen. Yeah, didn't she? She helped the Fisherman's Mission and Newling Lights and all that sort of thing. So it's a paying homage to her, really.
It's a sort of ratio of forces. There's three forces that make a kite fly that all have to be in balance to create lift for it to fly. So obviously the bigger you go, you're increasing one of those forces, which is weight, which is going to make it not fly, but you're increasing your surface area, which can increase lift. So, you know, and the more materials you put into it, like bigger struts and bigger bars, it gets heavier and gets less. The general rule of thumb is that little kites are unstable, and the bigger the kite, the more stable everything gets, because obviously it can't do that as quickly, because it's got to pull around a lot of, and that's why kites, when they get higher, they get more and more stable, and it's because you've got a line acting as a rudder, and it can't suddenly dart off, because it's got to pull a string through the air, and it can't, it's got to, this is a good size, this is getting towards stable. But you can also fit it in the back of a car, just.
It's obviously they do sort of, they do obviously speak to men in a way that they don't necessarily to women.
You're allowed to create whatever you want in this book, aren't you?
If we're doing like the red, white bits are curved, like that.
Do you disagree?
It's quite strange because it's one of those things of not, like, well, it's that thing of being told that it's better to stop now because it's flying 50 metres away and going to be dramatic, but you've entered into a relationship with something that I know that as a piece of art I wouldn't stop it yet. There's not more that I want to do to it, but you have that moment where you just, I feel like I just sort of went for it and did it in quite a sort of organic way, really, just sort of quite instinctive, and then you're like, is that enough? Have you done the right thing by that person? There's quite a sense of responsibility, which feels really odd because actually, in my case, my dad's long gone.
It's the act, though, isn't it?
Yeah, probably flying it will be the moment of remembrance, isn't it? Which is just, as you say, an act of, it's good to have moments in life when you can return to those people, I think.
Oh no! I've got cardboard or paper now attached to the back of my kite. Loads of glue. That's a lovely look. What happened there, Peggy? Oh. I've just overglued it, haven't I?
You won't see it from the ground.
No.
Yeah.
Cool.
Great. Anyway. So,
what are they called out? What are they called? A little while ago, we lifted that one up, that section. Look, they're coming away, so I think they've got to be left overnight. Probably something heavy on them, actually.
Yeah.
I thought red heart, and then I thought, no, I think white heart, because I also was thinking about a family friend who died during the Troubles in Northern Ireland, and his brother always wears a white poppy round remembrance. So I kind of wanted the white to be more about grief than red, as in Valentine's.
I like it, I'm happy. It took ages to do this, get these, we got very confused about what was where. But anyway, so yeah, I'm going to glue that, and then I'm going to, I mean, there's some, yeah, and then we're going to, I guess, sticks.
It started off with some music notes, and then it was a bit detailed, so we had to go bigger and bolder, so we went for a big big shapes. We've got a few things to add. We've got to cut out this bit, add the strings. So yeah, I think once we've got everything in, it'll be quite clear.
But we are getting there. Slowly.
Very, very, very slowly.
But it is emerging. It's quite a complicated thing.
It's starting to look relatively like a tree.
It's the fiddly bits at the moment, but we'll get there.
Yeah, I just pretty much do it as I go along, really. I only thought of it as I walked in today, so it's evolving.
Look at that. Oh, I like this.
I know.
Fancy. So I can just mark them through
the template over the top, and then...
Oh, I see, just to be doubly sure.
And I'll put this back
here. So I'm going to redo my... redo my bridal marks. It is really fiddly.
I'd be cutting out this shape.
Right, it's coming together.
But bearing in mind you're going to be seeing it from the ground, so you might want to make the lines a bit bolder.
It is really sticky, and that bit is actually...
How would that look then?
That's folded over. I think that's a lost cause. I'm going to go with that shape. Yeah, let's see, Jess. But I can live with that. Oh no, I can't live with that.
It's been interesting working out how big to make the figure on the kite, and I'm a perfectionist, so you know, had to sort of go, okay, that'll be good enough, and also a lot of concentration making the template. I have to say, I've been thinking more about making the figure than I have about my husband. But I think, you know, when I fly it, you know, because that figure is so connected to him, I will, you know, it will be great. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to flying it. Yeah.
But we have decided, whatever, hell or high water, all these kites are going to get up there. So obviously you fly your own kite, but if there are people that aren't here and haven't picked up their kites, I think we will have to fly their kite on their behalf. Otherwise these kites will just stay in this room and won't get flown. I think we should get them all out there and get flying. It's going to be absolute chaos, but have fun. Go for it. So I think that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
Yeah, great.
Well, I'm now looking up at, how many? 30 kites flying, all very close together, all different colours, looking quite beautiful. Yeah, really lovely. And lots of people on the ground. Looking up, and some people trying to get their kites up, which will be what I'll be doing in a second.
Yeah, it's had two flights, and I'm really happy that it flew, and I'm gonna just go with the kite. Actually, it kind of wanted to come down, so
it had enough.
Oh, it's fun. I like the tension on the hands. The feel of the wind. It's satisfying not to have to think too hard. Just on one line. Let the wind do its thing.
The difficulties actually getting the thing flying, you know, seems very symbolic of the difficulties around death and dying. We're all going to go there, and the older I get, the nearer I am, because I used to be a midwife. So when I was younger, it's all about birth, and then there's all about teenagers, and then it's all about getting older and dying, which is fine, it's a cycle. So yeah, anything to do to celebrate and bring it into the consciousness, I think, is really good.
Mine is like a psychologist's blot, I have decided. Arnold sees all sorts of naughty things, but it's actually meant to be like a butterfly, but it didn't quite end up looking like a butterfly. So I've decided it's, I don't know what they're called, psychologist blot things. So yeah, that's my mum up there flying.
Oh, it's beautiful.
What's that, Arnold? Yeah,
it was amazing to fly it, but I didn't have that. It was just fun. I don't know. It's a really weird thing, actually. But at one point, it flew off and it had come attached from the spool, and it just went flying and it kept going and then landed in the hedge. It really upset me. It like really, really upset me to like quite an extraordinary degree. And there sort of is a reason. So then I flew again. So then it was nice because then I just thought, I think I need to fly it again.
Straight away went and just tangled off in someone else's line, and now it's just refusing. It's basically like my children. It's like having a toddler on a really long string that's like won't do what I want it to. Yeah, it's up, it's up. Oh, it's down. Oh my god,
I can tell you don't have a kite license.
We did a kite thing in the summer here using one of my dad's templates, so he was a kite maker. So it's really nice. Oh, getting caught up. Funnily enough, my dad, although he was very like hardworking, he also he kind of did things directly. So I feel like this kite's embodying this. Like, in a minute, I'm gonna have a snack first.
Gonna look cool. Hey, it's going even higher. It's going even higher, mate.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they? All together, the way they move, like that funny spinny one, and ah, it's like. He's attacking mine. Hey, Steve, you stop attacking mine. You're attacking mine. It's just really nice to give yourself permission to kind of stop thinking about everything else and just, I like creative things anyway, so just to kind of think about a bit of design, be with a load of people who you a bit of sticking and glue, and it was just lovely. So it was really nice to kind of get lost. I mean, and I was thinking about the person, well, it's more than one person actually. I think that's why it's kind of shooting star, like, because it's thinking about a few people. But yeah, it was just really good to give yourself a moment to kind of think about them without thinking about other things other than what you're trying to create. So yeah, I really loved it. Yeah,
what would you say, William, how does this feel?
Happy and exciting.
Look, it's right in front of you. It's gonna go even higher.
I'm new to the whole thing, really. I've never really got into flying kites. I think I had a little flimsy one when I was a kid and it broke really quickly. So yeah, this is my first ever successful kite flying expedition. It's an Okinawan swallow is the bird. And yeah, so I came to, it's a remembrance kite for my son. Yeah, and I had no idea what to expect. And then, you know, and on the day, I just really went to a place, really, in my heart. And it became important, and it was quite cathartic. And, yeah, it, you know, I came with no expectation to, you know, and but I actually really got into it and got a lot from it. Yeah, it became sort of, you know, a great, significant way of honouring.
My grandpa, who passed away in 2019, December, really liked maths, and he really liked using dices. So what the cube is, it's supposed to be a dice, but I tried to put the dots on it, but it didn't really work, so now it just looks like a cube. I think he'd be proud. Like, oh no, I'm running out of string, I just realised. That's not good.
You've reached your height.
So you just go like that.
The kites are singing. They're so gorgeous.
This looks so incredible as well. Because we are individual sending high, kites up high, but actually we're all doing it together, which is so amazing.
But he spoke five languages. I only speak three, I think. I don't know. And he was a very beautiful young man and loved the world. He liked to live the simple life with his wife, and I didn't like the communists, so I had to escape. Otherwise, I don't know what would have happened. So this is my life.
Yeah, c'est la vie, I would say. It is beautiful, yes. There he is, somewhere looking for me and says, man. I said, great, Mum. You're doing something, yeah. Playing, yes. It's not nice.
Both those emotions exist alongside each other. You can be really sad and really joyful at the same time. Yeah. It's been incredible.
Like, it's really weird because I sort of feel like they talked about having a connection when you flew it, that somehow you would feel this connection, and I didn't really feel that. Like, I didn't feel like the first time I flew it. I felt really happy that I'd made it, and it was just a lovely experience, the whole thing. And yeah, it did give me an opportunity to think about him. You don't always do that often necessarily when someone's died quite a long time ago. Like, you do, they're present for you. Someone, you know, perhaps as close as that. I don't know, I didn't feel that, do you know what I mean? But definitely when I'd lost it and I wasn't going to necessarily get it back, and it just felt so symbolic and just so like it had been cut loose again, it was actually weirdly important to fly it again.
It was a bit playful. It was like dipping around. It was, you know, the strength in it, but, you know, this kind of like, he was really playful and always, you know, making jokes and being playful and mischievous. So it's behaved a little bit like him, actually.
So this kite is dedicated to two people. One who's a very old school friend of mine who died last year. And she had cancer and was determined never to die and had a very long and resistant death, which was very traumatic. And then there's another friend who went with Dignitas, and because she was dying and knew and didn't want to suffer. So I did the yin and yang because I thought they were so opposite the way they dealt with it. You know, they've ended up in the same place, but very interesting sort of differences. Frankie, do you want to have a go with it? That's my kite. I made it.
Arrived and somebody else was flying my kite, but that was quite nice. That was weirdly nice because it took the pressure off it, do you know what I mean? Because actually it's quite a loaded thing, like you're going to fly your kite which you've made in memory of someone. What the hell I'm going to do with it? I mean, you know, then you feel this huge guilt because you can't just leave your dad in an attic, do you know what I mean?
And just the kind of sheer childish delight of standing in a field with 40 other people.
Oh, going, yeah, look at this, it works.
Yeah, so beautiful, aren't they? They're so beautiful altogether.
I have to say, I've been thinking more about making the figure than I have about my husband. But I think, you know, when I fly it, you know, because that figure is so connected, I will, you know, it will be great. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to flying.
Yeah, because the wind is quite strong up there. This is just lovely.
I make not a little tangle up there.
Oh, oh, oh.